be looking at the book of Joel.
请大家打开约珥书，约珥书在新约圣经前面几本书。
The book of Joel is found a few books before the start of the New Testament.
基本上，我们正在读一个读经计划，我们来到约珥书，所以我们跟大家思想约珥书。
We have been on a reading plan, this church has been, and our reading plan has taken us to the book of Joel, and that is why today we are looking at the book of Joel from the pulpit.
那么约珥书其实只有三章。
Essentially, the book only has three chapters.
很一下子就读完了。
And you will finish it very quickly.
但是如果你对它的背景不熟悉的话，可能你读了不知道它在讲什么。
But if you're not clear or if you're not familiar with the background, you may not fully understand it.
基本上约珥书呢是在讲到以色列人面对一个灾害，在这个灾害就是蝗虫，locust 啊，这个蝗虫大批的蝗虫，突然间出现，把这个整个农作物都吞灭了。
And essentially, Joel talks about a disaster that falls upon Israel, and it is a locust plague that goes through the land and consumes everything.
这个联合国呢，United Nations 也把这个蝗虫之灾呢，当成一个非常严重的灾害，特别是在非洲国家。当然，在我们这些城市里面不是很重要，在非洲国家呢，蝗虫一来呢，这个蝗虫来的时候，把整个天都遮盖，变成黑了。蝗虫从经过的地方，不管是树啊、树根啊，什么都它都可以吃，把它清洁的干干净净。
And to give you a sense of how great a disaster this is, the United Nations considers locust plagues as a major disaster, in particular in African countries. And when the locusts arrive, they are so plentiful that the entire sky is darkened by their arrival. As they go through the fields and everything in their way, they consume it and destroy it.
所以这个约珥呢，就是在遇到这样大的灾害的时候呢，他在那个南国，这个在这个犹大做先知的时候，看到这么大的灾害，然后呢，他发预言，讲到将来要发生的事情。
And he sees Joel as he is in the northern kingdom in Judah. He sees this disaster and he uses this disaster as a prophecy for what is to come.
所以这个非常重要的这个一卷书，特别是讲到这个蝗虫之灾的时候呢，它让我们看到神对这个将来以色列所要面对的审判。所以这个审判呢，基本上是
，Probably have to close the other one.
Yeah, it's right at the end.
Okay.
Now the book of Joel, through this great disaster and prophecy, tells us, or tells the audience of Joel what is to come for them, for Israel.
所以让我们先讲一下这个这个约珥书呢，基本上讲的是耶和华的日子。
Essentially, what Joel focuses on is the day of the Lord.
是意思是讲到将来有一天整个世界要面对审判。
And that means there is some point in the future where the entire world will face God's judgment.
所以在这个情况底下呢，约珥做了一个预言。所以在这约珥书里面，基本上可以分成两段，一半前段一段是讲到这个将来看到这个审判神的日子的审判到来，跟审判之后的一些结果。
Joel, the book of Joel can be broken up broadly into two parts. The first part being the judgment on the day of the Lord, and the second part being the jubilance on the day after the Lord.
所以我们要讲的整本约珥书的重点是在讲耶和华的日子。
So the whole book is about the day of the Lord.
为什么我们可以知道整本约珥书是耶和华日子或者神审判的日子成为主题呢
？Why do we know that this day of the Lord is Joel's main point？
因为三章圣经里面三章都在讲这个题目。
Because in all three chapters, he brings up this theme of the day of the Lord.
所以让我们稍微看一看，第一章呢，如果你有圣经，你再打开圣经的时候，请你注意你的圣经。第一章第十五节，他说。 哀哉耶和华的日子临近了，你看到他提到耶和华的日子，而且这日子来到的时候，好像毁灭从全能者来到。Just
invite you to open up your Bibles to see it with your own eyes. In chapter 1, verse 15, it says, Alas for the day of the Lord is near, and as destruction from the Almighty it
comes.所以你看到他提到耶和华的日子，第二呢，他看到耶和华的日子，他用什么形容呢？毁灭。
And you see that as he talks about the day of the Lord, he describes it as destruction.
那么第二章呢，他也在提到耶和华的日子。
He brings up the day of the Lord again in chapter 2.
你翻到第二章第一到第二节，他说：“你们要在锡安吹角，在圣山吹出大声，国民的居民都要发战，因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。” 那是黑暗幽冥，密云乌黑的日子，好像晨星铺满了山岭，又有一堆蝗虫，又大又强，从来没有这样，后来也没有，也必然没有。Chapter
2, verses 1 and 2, it says, Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness, there is spread upon the mountains a great and powerful people. Their like has never been before, nor will be again after them through the years of all generations.
所以你看他又在讲耶和华的日子。
And so you see that the day of the Lord is mentioned again.
而且他说将到。
In fact, he says that it is coming, it is near.
而且呢，他用什么形容？他说黑暗、幽黑、密云乌黑等等来形容。而且他说这个呢，一次而已，以前没有，以后也不会有，就这一次。所以这个是一个很大、很可怕的日子。
And he uses ominous descriptive terms like darkness, like gloom, like clouds, and thick darkness. Not only that, he says that this is a one-time event. Never before has it happened, and never again will it happen. And it is obviously a great, a terrifying event.
所以刚才第一章的时候讲到是 destruction, 就是毁灭。现在讲到以前没有，以后也没有。So
the first chapter talks about destruction. In the second chapter now, it talks about never before and never will it happen again.
那么约珥记二章十一节也是这么讲，他说耶和华在他军里前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就的命是强盛者，因为耶和华的日子又再来讲，是大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
In verse 11 of chapter 2, it says, The Lord utters his voice before his army, for his camp is exceedingly great. He who executes his word is powerful, for the day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it?
所以他又在提起耶和华的日子，所以你看约珥书一定是在讲耶和华的日子，而且他怎么形容呢？大而可畏。
And so he brings up this day of the Lord again, and it is clear to us that even at this point that the day of the Lord is a key focus of Joel. Not only that, he describes this day of the Lord as very awesome.
所以你看到他说谁能担当起呢? Who can endure? Who can bear?
And he says, who can endure it?
所以这个是一个很可怕的日子要到，所以我们知道约珥在形容将来世界末了的时候呢，有一个很大的审判要来，而且没有人能够看，盼望我们当中没有人能够看到这件事情。This
is obviously to Joel a terrifying event that is to come one day at the end of days.
那么我们一再看到二章十三节又在讲了，他说日头要变黑暗，月亮要变成血，这都是耶和华。 大而可畏的日子未到以前要发生的。He
goes on to describe it as the sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
啊，圣经给我们看到将来有这个大日子，但是这个大日子还没有来的时候， 我们已经看到太阳变成黑暗，月亮变成雪，没有见过，你以前没有见过。当你见到的时候呢，你知道这个很可怕的日子就要到了。And
there are some signs, he says, that will come just before that day, and he says that the sun will be dark, the moon will be blood, and nobody has ever seen such conditions before.
虽然有时候你看到月事的时候呢，有时候我们看到这个星象，说哎呀，太阳变成红色了，大家很紧张出去看。其实有时候我也喜欢看一些灾难片啊，灾难片的时候，你去看的时候，让你思想人生。 如果你面对灾难，面对不能逃脱的灾难的时候，你应该有怎么样的反应？
Sure, you may have seen natural phenomena like eclipses and things like that, but nothing quite like this. Sometimes I like to watch disaster movies because disaster movies give us a sense of what happens when a disaster strikes and there is no way out.
有一次我看到一部电影，他讲到说那个星球要创造地球，那个他形容说这个太空人已经没有办法解决。当他创造的时候，那个外星球创造地球的时候，引起这个海啸，所有的人都要面对死亡，没有一个人逃脱。就在那个时候，很多人与人之间的问题，人与人之间的感情，就在那个非常短暂的时间里面，全部涌现在人的心里。到底我们 活着是为什么？生命到底是什么意义？我们与人与人之间的关系又是什么？
There is one such show which talks about an asteroid that is on a collision course with Earth, and after all their efforts, they concluded that there was simply no way to avoid this disaster. In those remaining moments of life on Earth, all these human relations and interpersonal relations and matters all come up between them, and they ask the question, what exactly is life about?
在这种情况底下，你才会想到人生最重要的问题。
And it is under these circumstances that we consider the most important questions about life.
你不会在那时候想到，哎呀，你欠我2块钱没有还，你不会想到，哎，你坐坐我的位置，你应该是让那个位置给我坐。
You will not be squabbling over the $2 that somebody owes you or a seat that you believe is meant for you.
我记得我看那部电影，他说他这个女儿跟他爸爸很不好，到最后他要找回他爸爸，然后他抱着，让他爸爸抱着他，面对这个海啸来的时候，把他们全部冲走。
In the same movie, there was a father and daughter who never got along and who had a bad relationship. But in the face of this impending disaster, they came together and they restored their relationship.
所以什么叫重要，什么叫不重要呢？当你面对人生最大的挑战的时候，你就知道什么叫做重要，什么是应该把这个你要争的是什么东西。
And it is in those circumstances that we come to properly understand what issues are important to us and what aren't.
那么当人来到这个的时候，你要面对的是面对那个要审判你的神的时候呢，你要思想你要怎么样面对这个审判，这个大而可畏的日子到来之前，你要思想你的生命到底是怎么一回事。
And in the same way, when you are faced with the judgment of God that will one day come, what are you going to focus on? What's important to you?
所以我们在思想的时候，当主耶其实主耶稣保罗彼得都引用约珥书，而且在形容第二次主再来的时候，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，地要震动。所以的时候，你看到整个地球在震动，山带摇晃。你看到星星在跌落的时候呢，你记得这个就是世界讲圣经里面所讲的耶和华大而可畏的日子来到。
And in fact, many of the New Testament writers speak or use Joel in speaking of a time to come where there will be earthquakes and there will be great destruction as the Lord comes again.
所以我们看到约珥书里面的主题是耶和华的日子。
And so Joel's focus is the day of the Lord.
所以你看到吗？在第三章，刚才我们看到第一章、第二章，现在我们看到第三章，也是提到三章十四节说，许多人，许多许多的人在断定谷，他们要聚在一个地方叫做断定谷，就是在那边做决定，因为耶和华的日子临近断定谷，日夜昏暗，星宿无光。
It says in verse in chapter 3, multitudes in the valley of decision, a place called a valley where the decision is made. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining.
这个断定谷呢, day of decision, 这个断定谷呢, 其实就在以色列。 而且呢, 将来呢, 你要记得, 圣经里面讲, 将来呢, 全世界都会进攻以色列。 在那个时候, 以色列 遭到, 其实如果你仔细看第二章, 他讲到那些军队呢, 好像这个, 形状如马, 第二章第四节, 形状如马, 奔跑如马兵, 他上山顶奔跳的, 响声如车辆的响声, 下这个, 那么他的, 人一看到他就变, 我在想什么章, 我想到这些AI的机器人, AI, 你知道什么叫AI吗? Artificial Intelligence, 现在人打仗呢,不是用人去打,是用这些机器人去打的时候,而且他跳进窗口,跳进人的这个屋子里面呢,他爬上顶上,他完全没有动静,你仔细看,我不知道是不是AI,不是不是机器人,不过他说这个日子非常可怕,而且呢,我告诉你,他说这个日子呢, 既可能就因为将来全世界人都来到世界要来攻打以色列，而且呢，这个地方就叫做哈米基多顿。
Now, if you look at chapter 2, in the description of this army, we are reminded of the prophecies that the entire world's armies will come together to attack Israel. And the description here in Joel 2, for example, in verse 4, their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses, they run. As with the rumbling of chariots, they leap on top of the mountains like the crackling of a flame of fire, devouring the stubble like a powerful enemy drawn up for battle. It talks further down about them leaping upon the city, upon the walls. They climb into houses, they enter through the windows like a thief. And it just draws a picture in my mind of AI, of artificial intelligence and like robots.
所以你会看到这里呢, 当然我们不能够肯定一定就是这样, 不过我们可以想象, 很可能是这样。 不过无论如何, 约珥书所讲的是什么呢? 耶和华的日子。
And it's hard to say whether this is in fact the case, but we can certainly imagine. Either way, the point remains that the book is about this day of the Lord.
这个耶和华的日子是指审判的日子。
And it refers to a day of judgment.
而且他讲的是将要来了。
He also says that it is coming, it is near.
如果他来的时候呢, 他说以前没有, 以后也没有。
And when it does come, he says that it has never been seen before and it never will be again.
而且这个审判来的时候是大而可畏, 非常 大型, 它的 magnitude, 它的那个影响全世界, 而且非常可怕, 他说这个日子要到。
And he describes it as great and awesome, great in its magnitude and how terrifying it will be.
然后说谁能担当得起呢?
And he says, who can endure?
所以我们在这边想到, 你要知道, 不只是圣经, 其实世界上各种民族, 各种土族, 都有提到将来会有一个审判，人的心里都知道将来有一个审判。
And this idea of an end of days is not something that's just found in the Bible. In fact, many cultures and many people groups talk about this end of days, and it is built into us.
所以问题是为什么不管是哪一种人类，不管你是在纽约或者是你在日本或者在非洲，人心里都知道有审判这回事情。
And it doesn't matter if you are in Japan or New York or wherever you are in the world. The hearts of men have an understanding that one day this judgment will come.
你心里做错事情，你做犯罪的事情，你心里做一些你心不对的事情，你心里也害怕知道有审判。可见你心里知道这件事情呢，在神已经放在你心里，有这件事情，将来你一定要面对审判。
When you sin and when you do things that are against God's word, you know in your heart and you fear judgment. This is evident of the fact that there is judgment. You understand innately and inherently the concept of judgment that it is coming one day.
所以约珥书告诉我们的就是神的审判必然来到。
Joel tells us that the judgment of God will come.
那么让我再稍微讲一讲，这个神的审判呢，其实在整本圣经都有讲，不只是约珥书。
And in fact, this God's judgment is mentioned in every book in the Bible, not just in Joel.
那么他们在旧约有讲19次，在新约有4次。
In the Old Testament, it's mentioned 19 times. In the New Testament, it's mentioned 4 times.
以赛亚书、以西结书、这个西方亚书、这个撒迦利亚书都有提起，这些书信，很多书信都有提起这件大事。
And it is mentioned in Isaiah, in Ezekiel, in Amos, in Obadiah, in Zephaniah. All these books talk about this day of the Lord.
那么新约里面当然使徒行传、帖撒罗尼迦前书、后书，还有彼得后书都有提起。
It is also referenced in the New Testament, in Acts, in Thessalonians, and in the book of Peter, 2 Peter.
那么再稍微提醒一下，耶和华的日子呢，跟主耶稣的日子是不同的事情。
But it needs to be distinguished, the day of the Lord needs to be distinguished from the day of Christ.
当我们提到耶和华的日子的时候，通常都是讲审判，但是提到耶稣的日子，做基督的日子呢，基本上是讲到信徒得奖赏的内容。
Now when the day of the Lord is referenced, it often focuses on judgment of God. When the day of Christ is talked about, it references a time when believers will receive their rewards from the Lord Jesus.
稍微提一提, the day of the Lord 在英文圣经里面，因为我们华文直接就翻译成耶和华的日子。 英文圣经, the day of the Lord, the Lord 是应该是 capitalized 的，但是呢，基本上是讲 the day of Yahweh.
And effectively, it should be translated the day of Yahweh. It is a proper noun, a large L.
所以呢，我们稍微介绍一下这个约珥书是怎么样一本书呢？第一呢，约珥就是用他的先知的名字，先知的名字来命名的一本书。So
let's look a bit more at the details. The book of Joel is so titled because it is written by the prophet Joel.
那么约珥的名字的意思就是耶和华是神。
Joel's name means Yahweh is God.
那么在写作的时期呢，我们在读约珥书的时候，很多个专家在看的时候，到底都一直很多争论。有些人是说在9世纪，有些人在第5世纪，但是书里面没有讲到哪一个王做，所以谁做王他都没有讲。所以这本书是不知道是哪一个时代，或者对针对哪一个这个国王的。所以我们不知道。
Now it's hard to pinpoint the date of authorship because Joel makes no mention of dates. He makes no mention of kings that he is a subject to. The Bible scholars believe that it is sometime between the 9th to the 4th century, but that itself is strongly debated.
但是这样的话，就意思说这本书是超时间的，不需要告诉你是哪一个日期。他所讲的是 讲到将来要发生的事情，所以它影响是全世界性，而且是永恒性的，不只是在当时发生的一件事情。But
that also implies that this is a book for all time. It looks into far, far into the future, to the end of time, and it is relevant for all.
那么而且这个我们在书中只能够知道一件事情，就是约珥在写书的时候，曾经有蝗虫进来，这个侵略他们之后呢，约珥就发了这个预言。However,
we can see that Joel was writing at a time where he had already, where he had witnessed a natural disaster, where he had witnessed this locust plague come true.
那么蝗虫之灾呢，其实如果你看出埃及记呢， 那个十灾之中的其中一灾，神用蝗虫来攻击埃及人，但是这一次呢，却是攻击以色列人。Now,
if you remember that God had sent a locust plague, to Egypt when Pharaoh refused to let his people go, but this plague has been put on Israel.
那么另外呢，我们讲到 书中呢，其实没有其他的资料。
We also said that really there's no other details that are offered in the book of Joel.
所以我们完全不知道其他的事情。所以刚才我已经提到，这个意思说这些资料，这个历史的资料不重要，而且是它的教训才是我们所要知道的。
And so the implication is that these historical facts are not important. What is important is its teaching.
而且这个很特别是，这一本书里面没有提到以色列人犯什么罪。
It's also unique in that there is no specific sin that Joel highlights.
没有提到他们在行为上犯什么罪，只有一节圣经提到他们心理态度上面的有一些问题。
It doesn't make mention of a specific behavior that they are doing that is sinful, except one line which talks about the attitude, their hearts.
所以等一下我会给大家看。不过这边就给我们看到这个他的这本书的特别的地方。那么刚才有稍微提到主耶稣用约珥，保罗也用约珥书，那么彼得也用约珥书来形容主在来，可见约珥所看到的是 非常重要的，所以在新约里面都引用约珥书，虽然只有三章，不过已经引用了很多次。We
also said just now that the book of Joel has been quoted by Peter, Paul, and Jesus himself, and evidently it is an important book because it is brought up often to refer to the to God's judgment.
但是如果你看这本书的时候呢，你一定要注意到一件事情：当以色列人被外国的军队攻击的时候。 这本书约珥说那是神的军队，可见他告诉我们，神是主权的神，他拥有世界。以色列人不听话，他用外国人的军队攻击他；那么外国人不听话，神用另外一个国家的攻击他。所以整个自然界，包括蝗虫，包括外国的军队，都在神的手里，成为神才是主权的神。这一切呢，只不过是现象，真正引起、真正掌控的主权呢，是神本身。
What's interesting to note is that when Joel talks about an invading foreign army, he calls it God's army. And it basically shows that God is sovereign over everything, and when he wants to bring judgment on his own people, he has every right and freedom and sovereignty to use the forces of foreign armies to bring judgment upon them.
所以你看约珥书的时候，你一定要记得耶和华是有主权的耶和华，而且是审判的耶和华。
And so when you read Joel, you need to remember that this is a God that is sovereign, a Yahweh that is sovereign, and a Yahweh that judges.
这一位神呢，是他有主权，因为他我们的生命是他所赐的，我们口中的气也是他所赐的，我们的手上所一切的才华、一切的能干、一切的时间、一切的这个。 这个恩赐都是他所赐的，所以他是有主权的神。He
is a sovereign God because everything that we have, everything that happens to us in our lives is ordained by God. The things that we have, the jobs that we have, our talents are all from the hand of God.
所以最终他要审判我们。And
at the end of the day, it is He who will judge us.
他审判我们，因为他是我们的主。
He judges us because He is our God.
现在让我们来看一下约珥书的这个大纲。So
let's take a look at the outline of the book of Joel.
刚才我已经给大家看这个大纲，现在我给你看它第一点。第一点呢，就是耶和华的日子是审判的日子。Our
first point just now in the outline we said was the judgment on the day of the Lord.
那么在这个这一个大点里面呢，我可以分成两个小点。第一呢，第一章里面他就讲到蝗虫的侵略。那么第二章呢，他是讲到有另外一个侵略。他也虽然有叫在华文圣经里面有提到蝗虫呢，其实他是指将来。所以这边有两个，一个是过去，一个是将来还没有出现，一个是 past， 一个是 future。
Now, within this main point, there are two sub-points, and we can break it into one a locust invasion and one an army invasion. One refers to a day that has passed. The other refers to the day in the future.
让我们来看一下第一章第四节。我们看我们的华文圣经其实看不出来，英文圣经就可以稍微看得出来。 蝗虫剩下的蝗虫，这个茧虫剩下的蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下的男子来吃，男子剩下的马来吃，不知道。但是他是这样讲，但是你看第二章的时候，他说耶和华的日子将到，已经临近，所以将到是 future， 是前面还没发生，但是在第一章呢是讲过去。
Now if you notice in chapter 1 verse 4, it says what the cutting locust left the swarming locust has eaten, what the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten, and what the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. And the tense here that's used is a past tense. In Joel chapter 2, he talks about a future event. He says, blow a trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm on the holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. And it talks about a future event.
所以你会看到这个是一个过去讲过去式的，在希伯来文的文法，一个讲过去式。 那么第二章呢是讲将来式，这两个是两件不同的事件。
So again, the two events are two separate events. One refers to a past event, another refers to a future event.
而且你看到第二章的时候，我们讲到说，他第二章的时候，他说这件事情，这件将来要发生的事，以前没有，以后也没有，所以第一章不是讲这个，所以第一章是蝗虫来，第二章是讲说将来呢，因为有蝗虫来，他讲说将来有一个神的审判，这个神的审判是以前没有，当然就不是这个了。 以后也没有，所以他是利用一个蝗虫自然灾害，在预言将来神的审判来的时候，比这个更可怕。这个已经够可怕了，不过比这个更可怕是世界上只有一次，而且他来的时候没有人能担当得起。Now
you'll notice that in chapter 2 it says that this is an event like no other and has never before happened. So it's clear to us that these are two separate events. And even if the first event was terrifying enough, he says this second event will be even greater.
所以你看到这边，刚才我们讲了，第一是讲过去，第二是讲将来。So
again, in the past is that one event, that is coming another event.
所以约珥先知是说，他看到一个自然灾害，然后他说，你知道吗？将来神要审判世界的时候。 比他用现在所遇到的将的这个自然灾害，在告诉你将来有一个更大的灾害要到。And
so here Joel is observing an event that has taken place in the past, and he uses it as a prophecy for what will happen in the future, but in an even greater way.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要告诉你一件事情，约珥的用法就告诉我们现在的苦楚。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to point out something. Joel uses this to tell us that present suffering is a warning for future suffering.
我相信我们当中有一些人都知道，你生病了，你发烧了，你有痛，你去看病的时候，如果你不医呢，你将来会死的。It's
and you understand this when you fall sick. And there is pain. If you do not go see a doctor and get yourself cured, then eventually this sickness will cause you to die.
所以现在的这个困难你碰见呢，你的身现在生病是好还是不好呢？
So your present pain, your present illness, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
很多人说我痛那里好，但是你现在痛就告诉你，你需要医，给你 attention， 给你有这个去注意说，哦，我必须要采取一些行动，所以你就避免将来那个痛。
Now, some might say, of course it's not good. I'm hurting and I'm sick. How can that be a good thing? At the same time, though, the current sickness that you have tells you that you need help, tells you that you need healing, and therefore you need to take the action in order to heal yourself.
所以我们现在碰到的困难，不管现在你说，哎呀，现在我因为有糖尿病，我有心脏病，我有高血压，但是这些就告诉你说你要提防。当你如果提防的话，你的生命会好一点。但是你要知道，这些呢都是告诉你，如果你不好好，你现在不对付，你将来一定要吃苦。
For example, you have diabetes, if you have some sort of other condition, it tells you that you need to do something about it in order to get better. And if you do not do anything about it, then something even worse is going to happen in the future.
可能你们不知道，我很少分享，但是呢，上个星期我的姨妈去世。
You may or may not know this, but last week my aunt passed away.
她去世的时候呢，在我去看她的时候，她还很精神，还可以跟我们讲话。但是她已经这个器官已经衰竭了，但是人还是精神可以跟你谈话。今天跟你谈话，明天死了。请问她去了哪里呢？难道她就这样不见了吗？ 不再生存了吗？他的生命去了哪里？我们心里都是要问，有没有人去到那边再回来告诉我呢？没有。
Now when I went to visit her last week, she was still very cogent and her mind was all there, but her body was failing. And just a day or so later, she passed away. And we have to ask ourselves when we come face to face with our mortality, where do we go when we die? Where has she gone? Has anybody gone and come back to tell us the story? No.
但是我们不知道，但是只有圣经是几千年来一点一话都不能废弃，所以我只能够靠圣经里面的真理来告诉我。所以弟兄姐妹，当你看到一个人离开世界的时候，你要想到你也会离开世界。
There is nowhere that tells us what happens in the afterlife, yet we have here the Bible that has for thousands of years not changed, not one jot or tittle. And when we see death happening in front of us, we need to ask ourselves, where have they gone and where am I going?
所以我们要着急说，我们要预备自己，到底现在我们将来走的时候是去哪里？你有没有把握？圣经你熟不熟？圣经是不是这样讲？你有没有这个知？你知不？有没有这个知识？
We need to prepare ourselves for that eventuality, that same fate of death. And if we don't know where we're going, if we don't know what the Bible says will happen to us, then what confidence do you have?
圣经里面讲这个传道书这么讲，他说往遭上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这件事放在心上。意思说我去葬礼呢好过去婚礼，因为你去的时候你思想人生的结局是什么，所以让你预备自己去面对将来。
In Ecclesiastes 7:2, it says, It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For this is the end of all mankind, and the living will lay it to heart. And what he's saying is that it is better to go to a funeral to see that somebody has died and to understand that this eventually is your end too, than to go to a party or a wedding where you celebrate but you do not consider the your life.
弟兄姐妹，你知道我们心里信主的人，我们心里很着急。着急是什么？圣经里面很清楚，我们要你信耶稣，我们要让你上天堂，我们不要你碰到将来的苦难。所以当我们很着急是为什么呢？因为我们知道生命的尊贵，我们爱你，所以要你信主，你必须要面对这个事情。所以约珥碰到今天的问题，他说跟你讲将来的问题，现在的问题还小，将来的问题更大。
Brothers and sisters, those of us who are Christians are urgent about this matter because we know what the Bible tells us of the future. And we know that judgment is coming, and that's why we are urgent about wanting you to believe. Like Joel, we see what happens now, but we know that what happens, what's coming in the future is even greater.
我的这个 cousin, 他当我进门去见到我的这个姨妈的时候，她说：“这个姨妈一进门口的时候，她眼睛张很大看着我，然后她笑。她说：‘妈妈，我在这边几个月，你都没有跟我笑。这个你这个，她一进来你就跟她笑。
’”And so when I went to visit my aunt last week, my cousin who was there said to me that the minute I entered or the minute she saw me, she opened her eyes and she smiled and.He said he had been there for a whole week taking care of her, and she didn't even do that.
那么好了，他跟我们很相近，他们很亲，我们很爱他。但是他去了哪里？我们有没有答案？弟兄姐妹，如果你不信圣经，我们没有答案。
So it's great that we had a good relationship. It is good that she that we're close. But brothers and sisters, where has she gone? We don't have the answer.
所以我们到底真的不真的相信圣经里所讲将来有审判这回事情？
The question is, do we believe what the Bible says about this coming judgment?
所以我们需要你好好的面对，因为将来不管你今天，你说我今天生病你去医，不管你怎么医，弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你，不管你怎么医，有一天你都死的。
It is so important that we believe what the Bible has said, because brothers and sisters, however well you recover one day you will still have to die.
所以你要面对的是永恒的生命。
What you need to face is an eternal life.
如果你到一个葬礼去，那个葬礼呢，因为他是基督徒，所以他们在基督徒呢，你会发现葬礼，基督的葬礼比较充满，比较有一点喜乐的气氛，因为他们有盼望。
Now, if you've been to a Christian funeral, you will see that it is different. Because a Christian funeral has hope and there is joy even in the passing of a loved one.
当然，可能你也不知道。不过我告诉你，我们的这个我的in-laws的家人离开的时候，我去的时候，哎，这个葬礼不大一样，因为它里面充满了盼望，充满了希望，充满了喜乐，因为他知道有一天还会相见。
And it is the case with the relative of my in-laws that at this funeral there was joy, there was hope because they understood that this person has moved on to eternal life.
所以我不知道神给我一个礼拜有两个葬礼，然后我来讲约珥书有主的意思。
And God has His purpose that I had to attend two funerals before coming to preach to you, Joel.
所以你相信有审判吗？
Do you believe that judgment is coming?
有审判，你的生活会有什么改变呢？
And if you believe that judgment is coming, is there no change in your life?
你的生命应该有改变。
There must be change.
但是在你还没有讲你的生命有什么改变的时候，我告诉你神为什么神要审判世界。
But before we talk about that change, I want to tell you why God needs to judge the world.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，神是我们的主人，他必须要审判这个世界。
Because the Bible says that God is our master and our Lord and he needs to judge sin.
而且神是圣洁的，圣洁的神，公义的神，对于不公义犯罪的事情，他必须要处理。
In fact, God is a holy God, and where there is sin, that is an affront to His holy nature, and He needs to deal with it.
我常常记得哈巴谷书一章十三节说，神的眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看邪恶，一说他很圣洁，圣洁到这个都不看，不过他一定要审判。
In Habakkuk 1:13, it says that you who are of purer eyes than to see evil and cannot look at wrong, God cannot even lay His eyes on sin.
还有一节圣经说，神不以有罪为无罪。
There is another verse which says that God cannot view sin as no sin.
那么还有呢？不单是这样，神。 因为神为什么要审判世界？因为神的世界要求我们，他审判世界，他的圣洁要求他审判世界。因为神呢，神要审判世界，因为他要为义人伸冤。
Why else is there a need to judge the world? Because God needs to vindicate the innocents.
我们大家都知道，我们曾经被人误解过，被人诬告过，被人甚至被人侮辱过。我们受这些欺压的时候，我们不还手，我们等候，为什么呢？因为等候是主来审判，不是我们来审判。
And we all understand this. We all have been maligned. We all have been on the receiving end of unfair behavior or practices. And we do not retaliate. We do not take things into our own hands because we are waiting for God's vengeance.
为什么我们不要以恶报恶呢？因为我们不是神，因为我们不是审判官，我们信靠神，所以我们不以恶报恶。因为神自己说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
I am not the judge. I am not. The vengeance is not for me to repay, but in Romans 12:19 it says, "Vengeance is the Lord's. I will repay."
所以神必然要审判，因为他要伸冤。
God must judge because He needs to vindicate the innocent.
当然，我们也知道周围的罪恶。你看到整个世界越来越犯罪，越来越糟糕，越来越不行。这个世界需要审判。
As you look around you, you'll see that the world has become more and more sinful, and that sinfulness demands judgment.
为什么今天的人越来越犯罪？因为他不信神，所以犯罪没有关系，反正犯了没有人管，所以继续犯罪。如果他知道神将来要严厉对付罪恶，他就不敢犯这个罪。
We see this sin going spiraling out of control more and more because people are believing in God less and less.
所以你看到。 世界如果信神的话呢，我们看孩子就好。你跟孩子说没有审判的啊，没有不会审判你，你要做什么都可以。孩子完全不听话。当你有给他有，如果他做错事情要打屁股的时候呢，他就乖多的了。
And you understand this if you've had to raise a child, and if you don't tell him that there are any consequences to his sin, he will go off and do whatever he wants. But when you tell him there are consequences, then he will think twice about doing something that disobeys you.
当然整个世界的罪的根源就是撒旦。
Of course, the root of sin in the world is Satan. And Satan must be
judged.
Those of us who believe in this judgment, we should have hope.
如果我们有盼望的话, 意思说我如果被人诬告,我们被人, 你知道吗? 今天神是有很多 坐在监牢里面的可能他是被人诬告。有些人犯罪的人还在那边逍遥在外面。你要知道，世界呢的这个法律呢，世界的法庭呢，不是最公平的。当然，他们尽量，但是不是绝对的，因为他们不是无所不知，只有神才是无所不知，他的判断才是最准确的。And
if we believe and know that this judgment is coming, then those of us who are oppressed should have hope. There are many people who have been oppressed by the world system. Our courts, our systems are not as righteous and as fair as they should be. But those who have been oppressed and who believe can have hope that one day their oppression will be vindicated.
有些人你如果你有去住过在印度住过，你会在中东住过，你就知道有很多不公平的事情发生，而且他们的法律完全是没有去处理这些问题的。
And if you're in countries where the rule of law is not strong, for example, if you're in India or if you live in the Middle East, there are many people who are not protected by those laws.
不要讲苏联，不要讲到其他的这些南美洲的国家，很多这些罪恶根本就是我们知道是没有绝对的，只有神。除非你信神，不然的话，你怎么能够持守你的 sanity， 你自己的这个清醒、这个绝对，然后来依靠。除非你依靠神，你知道神会有公平，所以你能够持守到底。
And there are many worse countries where the law does not protect its citizens. How, as a one who is oppressed by that law and those systems, can you continue on? How can you have hope if you do not believe in God?
我们如果相信审判, 我们就可以有盼望, 而且我们有正义感。
If we believe that this judgment is coming, we can have hope. In fact, we can even have a sense of righteousness.
所以我们要做应该做对的事情。
And so whatever we do, we should do what is right.
我们应该有圣洁的生活。
We should live a holy life.
我们应该为我们自己的责任行为负责。
And we should behave responsibly.
所以你看到审判非常重要。
And so we see judgment is so key.
今天的人说神爱世人，神如果爱世人，不用审判。
The people today will say, no, God loves everyone, there is no judgment, no such thing as that. That is a big mistake.
所以我们世界越来越乱，是因为现在全部讲爱，反正不管是真爱还是反常的爱，反正就是爱就可以了。And
all we talk about is love, and it doesn't matter if that love is harmful or if it is not. As long as it's love, that's fine.
Legitimate or illegitimate love. 不管它, 反正爱就对了, 其实爱也有真理。
In fact, there is a truth to love.
所以刚才我们讲到大纲的时候, 我们讲有两点。 第一点就是耶和华日子的审判, 第二呢, 审判的时候也有欢乐。
Now we talked about the judgment that will come on the day of the Lord, but in that judgment, there is also joy and jubilance.
那是要看你是被审判者还是被伸冤者。
And it really depends on which side you're standing on, whether you are the judged or on the side of the judge.
所以问题是说，如果你是犯罪的，你应该害怕。 你应该受审判，但是如果你是被人残害的呢？你就说主啊，你来吧，你来的时候我才能够得到伸冤，我就是我喜乐的日子。And
if you are on the side where you are causing oppression and hurt, then you should fear.
但是我们的问题是，我们心里都知道，我们每一个人都犯过罪，我们每一个人都犯过错，我们自己都做错事情，怎么办呢？
Or you might say you're standing on the other side, on the side of the judge. But brothers and sisters, you know in your heart that all of us have done wrong.
So we want is God's mercy.
So what we need is God's forgiveness.
弟兄姐妹,我们最需要的就是祷告,求主来怜悯我们。
And as we face this judgment, brothers and sisters, the most important thing is that we're praying for God's mercy on us.
所以我们的第二点是,耶和华的日子也有欢乐,在欢乐当中,因为神有怜悯。
So there is jubilance even on the day of judgment because there is mercy.
所以在约珥书第二章十八节,他说,耶和华 就为自己的地发热心连续他的百姓。
Joel 2:18 it says, Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people.
但是呢,在神怜悯我们之前,首先你必须要悔改。
But before he can have mercy, we need to change.
所以你在这个约珥书二章十二到十三节，他说：“耶和华说，虽然如此，就说有这些大灾难，虽然如此，你们应当什么？禁食，你当哭泣，应当哀悲哀，一心归我，就是你回到我这里，然后你要撕裂心肠，不是撕裂衣服。犹太人喜欢撕裂衣服，撕裂衣服是外表的东西，是行为的东西。他说，你要撕裂你的心，不是撕裂你的衣服。” 你不要做给人看，所以这个是唯一在约珥书里面讲到态度的问题。他说不要做给人看，要真正的在心里面在向神悔改，因为呢，耶和华是有恩典、有怜悯、不轻易发怒、有丰盛慈爱的，并且后悔不降所预言的债。
In Joel 2:12-13, it says, Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. And here is the one verse that talks about the problem of the attitude and the hearts of the Israelites. And he says to rend your hearts, not your garments, because there is a practice in Israelite culture where they outwardly express their remorse and their pain by rending their garments. But he understands that this can just be a false external expression and not one that is genuine of the heart. He says, Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster.
所以你要知道,悔改非常重要。其实你看约珥书三章,每一章都有提到悔改。
This brings up the importance of repentance. And he talks about repentance in every of these three chapters.
就好像第一章他讲完这个判断之后,第十四节说,你们要分定这个禁食的日子,第十四节,宣告元帅会召聚长老和国中的一切居民到耶和华你们神的面前向神哀求。
After speaking about this judgment in chapter 1, in verse 14, he says, Consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord.
第二章也是一样。
He does the same in chapter 2.
然后来到第三章的时候,也是一样。
He does the same in chapter 3.
那么现在我要你看第二章第三十节，他说在地上在天上，他说我要显出奇事，有血有火有烟柱，这个日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都是耶和华大而可畏的日子，未到以前，到时候凡求告耶和华的必然得救。
Now I want you to look at this passage here in chapter 2 verse 30-32, it says, And I will show wonders in the heavens, and on the earth blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day and the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
所以弟兄姐妹,在灾难还没有来到之前,我们现在就要悔改。
Brothers and sisters, before that disaster strikes, we must repent.
我们是在痛,有生病的时候,马上悔改。我们的困难,不一定是病痛,可能我面对的困难,我面对的挑战,我面对的这个阻挡,都是变相的祝福。让我们想想,我们可能太骄傲了,我们可能太过自在了,我们可能太过舒适了,我们要回想神。 这些都使我们回到神面前，好好的思想，让我们悔改。 当我们求告神的时候，神必然拯救我们。
In fact, brothers and sisters, look upon your pain, look upon your challenges and trials as a blessing because they bring you back to God and they make you rely on Him. That when we go to Him and seek that forgiveness and seek that mercy, there we will find Him.
所以刚才我们讲到，约珥书是一本有关主再来的一本书，你看到这边主耶稣就用这边，他说天上地下我要显出奇事，哎呀，这个什么奇事，有血有火有烟柱，主耶稣就用这些话告诉主再来的日子，到处有黑暗的月亮变成血，这是既可怕之间的时候呢，主耶稣再来，所以这个是指将来的审判，主再来，所以他是因为有蝗虫之灾在讲到主再来的日子要出现的事情。
So we said that Joel is talking about a future event of judgment, and he sees the present or the past event of the locust plague, and he talks about this coming event that he has described in great terrifying detail. He says in this passage here that there will be blood and fire and columns of smoke.
所以这些呢，主耶稣提起来。
These are the things that Jesus himself brought up.
主耶稣提出来是在讲他再来的时候，所以主耶稣说约珥所讲的就是我再来的时候就出现的事情。
And he's saying that the things that Joel have said are the things that will happen when I come again.
所以他讲的是耶和华的日子。
And he's talking about the day of the Lord.
耶和华的日子是什么日子呢？是审判的日子。
The day of the Lord is judgment day.
是还没有到，快要到，所以我们赶快趁着这个时候就悔改，因为你不要以为你有明天，如果你离开的时候被车一撞，你就没有明天了。
And it is coming. Do not think that it is far away, because it can be any time. And if you just step out of this building and if something happens to you and you get knocked down by a car, then there will be no tomorrow.
我不是咒诅你，我希望你长年百岁，我更希望你有永远的生命。
I'm not trying to curse you. I want you to live a long life, but I would rather you live an eternal life.
所以我们现在就准备好去面对神的时候，所以不管我们什么时候离开世界都不怕，因为有主同在。
And we need to prepare for that eventuality now, so that when we leave this earth, there is no fear because we will be with God.
但是约珥所看到的是将来的事情，他说将来那件事情呢，只有一次，以前没有，以后也没有，可见那是非常大的事情，神说我 promise 你，我给你一个应许，只有这一次，没有第二次，所以可怕。
Joel describes it as a one time thing. Never before has it happened, and never again will it happen. And it just gives us a sense of how great and how terrifying this one event will be.
所以圣经叫做 great and awesome, 大而可畏的事情。
That's why he describes it as great and awesome.
他说谁能担当得起？一说真的是没有。如果你好好的读启示录，你根本不希望你活在启示录里面。
And he asks the rhetorical question, who can endure? And if you've read the book of Revelation and you understand the things that are to come in the tribulation, you never want to live in that time.
所以约珥书是什么呢？约珥书是要我们求告主，现在就求告他，不要等这个将来大的事情出现的时候。来不及，但是现在你有时间的时候，就在这个时候求告他，求告主的名，即必然得救。
The book of Joel exhorts us to call on the name of the Lord while there is still time, while that judgment is still in the future.
所以约珥书给我们看见耶和华日子是审判的日子，也看到耶和华的日子是欢乐的日子，那要看你的反应。
The book of Joel talks about the judgment day of the Lord, in that there is pain and judgment, but it also talks about the jubilance that can be found on that day. What is your response?
让我们低头做一个结束的祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we pray that these things be real in our hearts.That they not just be words on a piece of paper or stories that may never happen. Father, we pray that you will impress upon us the reality of the coming judgment and that we will respond to the gospel that has been given us. That we will respond, Lord, in faith, that we will lay hold and embrace Jesus, that we might not have to face the judgment. That we will, in fact, be jubilant in that day of judgment. We pray that, Father, all who are gathered here today, if there are some who do not know you yet, Father, Lord, will you open their eyes and open their hearts to receive this word, that they would come to share in the eternal life that those of us who already know you already have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.